Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Does Dr. Larry Chicago live in the city?
Bring Dr. Chicago in.
I've lived just off the loop for my entire life.
Thank you, doctor.
All right. I take patients within the city. If you're a suburbanite, pound sand. Get out of my office and remember, put some ice on it.
That's
goodbye.
Lawrence T. Chicago,
our team doctor.
She remembers a cow being eaten by anaconda on the riverbank. Yeah. And then she remembered.
They have in Bolivia. I know they have them in South America, but I didn't know up
that's
in that
South America.
Era. Wow.
It's in the tropics.
And also,
not
she remembers.
Not an altitude.
She remembers Mike going down to the water and a huge moth coming from the water and fighting a huge Godzilla-like creature.
Are you doing Mothman?
Mothra.
Mothra and Godzilla. Is there a way of improving your punctuality? I understand you're late 3-4 days a week. Is that usually the case?
Unfortunately, yes.
Unfortunately, that's not good enough. Do you understand me? That's just not going to work. All right? Give me a break here.
What was that?
That was a mirror. I carry a...
a mirror?
Not a superstition.
I carry
man,
a satchel. I carry a satchel full of mirrors.
Like, we are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
What is that? I don't need that, all right? Okay, I know a thing or two because I've seen a thing or two.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
This is kind of awkward.
Well, what's strange is he made an announcement on Facebook about a new team member. And I didn't know anything about that.
No, I didn't know anything about it.
Now, I didn't even call you because I was like, well, I bet you Rob knows.
Well, I said I thought Oscar was taking care of it. And I thought sure this was the first step to edging me out. So
he
I
should be he should be here, you know, in a reasonable amount of time. I mean, I thought he would. I told him to be here at 9. So we're taping a little later than
yeah,
9.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He should be rolling in at some point. Turn the music down. Let me look out. And
yeah.
He's writing.
He's writing?
Okay, wait. So, yeah. Just to be clear, this team member is not here, based in D.C.
No, he's in my kitchen right now.
Oh, damn.
Oh, he's down there.
Yeah. No, he's, he's where he can, I don't know. Yes. No, he's up there.
That's right. That's what I meant. But you can see him on the monitor.
He's in your other studio.
That's right.
Is he at your place yet?
Yeah. Oh, he's right. Oh, Mike, here he is.
Oh, wow. Gentlemen. All right, turn that. Hold it. Not quite my tempo. 2, 3, 4, 5. No, that's not my tempo. All right, so I've been brought in here. Ladies, let's get it right out on the table. I'm here to spruce things up at this Titanic of a ship that seems to be going down, but I want to talk to each and every one of you. Incidentally, my name is Terrence Fletcher.
Bum, 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 bum.
Terrence, let's
get started.
Terrence, I'm Oscar.
Pleasure to meet you,
Santana.
Yeah. All right, cut the crap, Sonny.
He knows.
You know what I'd like to do? Just as I've been asked to come in here and instill in some of you some standards that will help you. Did I stutter?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, keep laughing.
Hey! What was that?
It's a bottle of soda. All right, so. Here it is. I think you'd agree that things need to get better. I don't want to be embarrassed. I want to make sure that this show rises up to the standards that that it has. Let's just start. Where's your executive producer?
Oh, I'm right here, sir.
Did you enjoy your 3-day weekend with your mother?
Oh, it was lovely. Thank you.
That's good. I'm glad. Listen. Why does it take so long for you to press buttons that allow guests to come into the studio?
Well, I mean, you know, sometimes you have to.
Did I stutter?
What the hell was that?
That was a chair. I threw a chair at you, and I've got another one right here.
Jesus.
Listen, right. You've got to do better, all right? and maybe less time playing with figurines and those little gerbils that you have, and a little more time focusing on the show. Let's move on. Let's see here. Let me get the papers out. This is a Rob Spiewak.
Oh, here, Mr. Fletcher.
To the right of me.
Yes.
All right. So I understand there's some quality control with the sound on the show occasionally being
yes.
a problem, specifically knowing the board that you work in front of every single day.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's true.
Answer me.
What was that?
That was a folding metal chair.
Yeah, well, there is sometimes some trouble with the board. Yeah, but there's
less time thinking about a Happy Meal and a little more time thinking about doing your job. You will not embarrass me now that I'm associated with the show. I'm Terrence Fletcher. I'm in charge of quality control. That's the way it's going to be. Let's move on to the other guy. Mm. Who's the foreigner? Where is he?
I introduced myself earlier, sir. It's Oscar Santana.
All right. As far as punctuality,
yes.
Is there a way of improving your punctuality? I understand you're late 3-4 days a week. Is that usually the case?
Unfortunately, yes.
Unfortunately, that's not good enough. Do you understand me? That's just not going to work. All right, give me a break here.
What was that?
That was a mirror. I carry a
a mirror.
Not a superstitious.
I carry
man,
a satchel. I carry a satchel full of mirrors.
Like, we are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
What is that? I don't need that. All right. Okay. I know a thing or two because I've seen a thing or two. But moving on.
A mirror?
Right now. Pardon me?
A mirror.
No. I said I know a thing or two because I've seen a thing or two.
Bum, 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 bum.
Noted.
Jesus. I don't know what's wrong with you guys. Back to Spiewak.
Yes.
So why do you think you haven't learned your equipment yet? Could you tell me why?
Well, it's very different.
Hey! You haven't learned your equipment because you don't care enough.
What was that?
Let me talk to the, where's the fearless leader? Where's the fearless leader here?
Tony?
Is he here? Yeah. All right. Mr. O'Mara. Mr. O'Mara.
Hi.
So, a little concerned about moving rather sluggishly. Have you thought about it at all?
Have I thought about what? What are you?
The hell did you throw at me?
It was a symbol. I threw a symbol at your head. I threw a symbol at your head. There's one. Listen, I'll throw this too.
No.
That was a crowbar.
Jesus, what is wrong with you? You're a monster.
Well, have you thought about two important words that might help you?
Two important...
Stop eating! Stop eating.
Okay.
Listen, guys, there's just one simple way to do this.
Yeah.
Either you do it right, you do it correctly in my band, or you don't. On my cue, 2, 3... Bam. Not my tempo. Spiewak, not my tempo. You came in late once again. Let's try it again. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. 2, 3. A little faster. A little faster.
Faster. Okay.
All right. Yeah. A little faster. Okay. Here we go. Yeah. Why do you have your hand up, Oscar? Why do you have your hand up?
I didn't want to interrupt, sir. When will we know we did it right?
You won't know. Until I throw the phone at you, so perhaps you could keep your hand down when I'm trying to tell them how to play the song. Oh. 2, 3. Here we go. All right. Little sluggish.
Sluggish.
Little behind the beat.
Okay.
A little bit.
All right.
2, 3, 4. Here we go. I don't know. It might have been a little quick. A little quick, Rob.
Okay, rushing.
Just
it.
A little bit quick.
Rushing
okay.
It a little bit, yeah.
All right, here we go. All right, hold on. Rob?
Yes.
Why were you looking in the other direction? Rob!
Hey!
Pay attention!
Oh, what's
for the love of God.
Was that?
It's ridiculous.
Listen,
I know that Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana don't want me to throw my tuna fish sandwich at them, but I can.
No.
Yeah? Okay, good. Then I'll throw it at Pony.
Ew.
Oh, gross.
Disgusting.
There you go. Pay attention, gentlemen. This is
Sorry.
Simple stuff. Mike O'Mara Show on 3, 2, 3, 4. I still don't like the tempo, all right? And I need the meter to be just a little bit quicker, and I need the band to play a little louder. You think we're capable of that?
I do.
Oh, let's. How about nobody answers at the same time? Jesus Christ.
What was that?
Yeah, what was it?
That was me saying 2, 3. Come on, let's get it right. All right, there we are. Thank you. All right. Oh, you guys are exhausting. I see you've got a hand up in the air again. What do you want now?
Well, I didn't want to interrupt your lesson.
I know a thing or two because I've seen a thing or two.
Technically, sir, we have a mask on policy in D.C.
Yes.
For teaching.
Okay.
So
I understand that. Yeah.
I didn't know.
Is that a by the way, Speedwack.
Yes.
Is that a single tier? Are you one of the single tier people? Do you have a single tier? That's a single tier.
Yes.
No, there are no single tiers. No single tier.
What was
that? I hate a single tier. I hate that. No crying, and I don't care about your mask. You do not want me to throw this at you. You see what I have in back of me right here? Do you see that piece of furniture?
Yes.
All right, with the keys on it? Do you want
Steinway?
Me to throw that at you?
I don't.
Steinway is goddamn right, and now you're going to get it thrown at your head. 2, 3, 4. Come on now. That's good. All right. No. Stop. Not quite my tempo. You understand what I'm saying?
Sir.
Yes.
Are we allowed to go to the restroom?
Sure. Go to the restroom. Go ahead. Yeah. Right now. Get up and go to the restroom. See how that works out for you. All right? There you go. Oh, he's walking across the room. Oh, did I impede your progress? Did I impede your progress? You little prick. It's very frustrating. Listen, there's a new sheriff in town.
A new what?
You can't hear. You having trouble hearing me, Rob?
No.
Here, come a little closer.
Okay.
Just a little closer.
Okay.
Just a little bit closer.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? If you can't hear, why don't you pick up this phone?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that hurt off your big dome.
Oh, it's an
your
old
big dome.
Too.
And what's with your late hours? How about you get a proper night's sleep so you can come in here and get my band together? 2, 3, 4. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Stop. That's not quite my tempo, Rob.
Okay.
Not quite my tempo.
Were we dragging?
I've got another sandwich in here. If you don't know whether you're dragging or you're rushing, are you rushing or dragging? Are you rushing or dragging?
Rushing?
Are you rushing? How's that feel, huh?
Must be.
That's two of them for you.
Yuck.
I know a thing or two because I've seen a thing or two.
You thought what?
I said it was as clear as a bell. I know a thing or two because I've seen a thing or two.
Okay, I got you now.
All right.
Gotcha.
2, 3, 4. No.
Oh.
Are you rushing or are you dragging? That's what I'm asking. I want you to do the thing. I can't hear myself think, much less hear your tempo.
Okay.
So please don't make me throw another cymbal. No, I want to anyway. Oh, God, that feels good throwing things at people's heads. I can't tell you how good
you like
that makes me. Oh, I love that. It makes my band perform better. 2, 3, 4. All right, we're going to go a little further, boys.
Good.
All right, let's see it. Now I'm going to come right up close to Rob's ear right now.
Okay.
All right. Are you rushing or dragging? Here we go.
Dragging?
Go! Stop. No, you're not getting it.
Dragging.
You're just not getting it.
Dragging?
Can you pull your pants down, please?
Well, yeah.
Pull your pants down.
Okay. All right.
Pull your pants down,
all right,
please.
They're down.
All right,
down.
Here we go. Now, rushing or dragging?
Rushing
is correct.
Oh,
very good. All right, we'll take a little respite.
Yes.
A little respite.
Take a little what?
Pardon me?
We're going to take a what?
Did I stutter? Did I stutter?
What was that?
Listen, the Mike O'Mara Show needs a little boost. And if you need a boost, you need to get a quality control officer.
Yes.
And as Terrence Fletcher, I'm your quality control officer. So remember that, and I'll do the very best I can.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Because I know a thing or two.
I agree.
All right. Listen, I truly appreciate that. Don't make me throw the music stand. Oh. Or the old phone. Or the teapot. Or my tuna sandwich. Or my whip. Hi-ya! Yeah, ride 'em, cowboy. Good stuff. I love these tantrums. Nothing quite like them. 2, 3, 4. Where's he? going? Where's he going?
Not paying attention.
Closing the stop, door. Man, stop.
Sorry, closing the door.
Stop, yes.
I like the vocal arrangement you added to the
whistle. I didn't intend for that to happen. Sometimes there's a little bit of mistake. Yeah. Oscar, I believe you're a little out of tune on that last segment. Just a little bit out of tune.
Let me go again.
Okay. Two, three, four.
We are farmers.
No, not that. We don't want that one. Yeah, yeah. Just do you know that you were out of tune? Did you know that?
Sounded good to me.
It sounded good to you. How's that sound to you?
Sounds like you picked up and threw the piano again.
Luckily, I ducked.
You've got a
just
great
know
horse
I will be periodically dropping by to make sure that everyone minds their P's and Q's. And you don't want to mess with me, Buster. You really don't want to mess with me. Do
so
you understand?
You're on standby? Are you monitoring these broadcasts?
How's this on standby? You know what this is? It's a BLT!
Delicious.
You know, I do
oh,
want to
delicious. See- From the peanut gallery. What? Does your mom make them for you, pony boy? Does she?
What are you throwing at me? Stop it.
I threw a mirror. I have a satchel.
A second mirror. Full
of them. I've got 30 or 40 of them. Thank you very much. Yes. And just remember.
We are farmers. Bum, bum, bum,
now,
bum,
when
we
you
know
come
a thing
by,
or two because we think a thing or two. What?
When you come by, do you prefer Terrence or Terry?
I prefer Terrence. Full name. You son of a bitch. Throw the phone at him again. Thank you. That's all I've got. I got to get out of here. See you guys later. Hope you enjoy it. Bye-bye.
Welcome aboard.
There he goes. Terrence Fletcher, our new quality control officer.
Well, I like that. I feel like, in fairness, while he's a monster, it would be nice for him to pop in, especially since he's monitoring these broadcasts.
Quality control. Yeah, exactly.
When we F up, he needs to come in and just tell us what's
I
what.
I don't
like him.
You were out of his crosshairs for some time.
Well, that's because I hid behind the other piano.
You should see the mess up here. There's sandwiches everywhere.
Yeah. So for the people who don't know the movie Whiplash, that's not going to be very funny to you. But if you know the movie Whiplash, you might enjoy that.
I think they'll get it. I think they
will. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are coming to you from Sligo, North Carolina, Majestic Lake Ming. Majestic Lake Ming?
Ming, yeah, Lake Ming.
Like Flash Gordon?
Yeah, precisely.
That's maybe what I would have used there. California, Fort Bolivar, Texas. Not Belvoir.
No.
Port Bolivar, Texas.
Bolivar.
He's going to come back in here if I keep messing this up.
No, you're fine.
It's going to be difficult. Managua, Nicaragua, Saint-Tropez, France. Ooh. The Mike O'Mara Show is on, and welcome. We enjoyed a three-day weekend. We were off for MLK Day yesterday. It's great to be back with all of you. And, decided that we needed a little infusion of new blood here. So not a bad idea to have that happen. I am delighted to tell you that the new resident in our house made his camera debut yesterday. If you were lucky enough to be one of the 1,000 or so people that saw the video, Jake the Snake, he puts me in a bit of zen. That's
you
what
and
he
Jake
does.
Are now Facebook official.
Yeah. I have friends of mine that really do a lot of Facebook Lives. I don't do many of them.
Mm-hmm. I like the way you work, though. You don't just give them out.
No.
You make
no,
people
I'm not a whore.
Beg a little.
I'm not a dirty little whore.
Yeah. No, no.
So anyway, we over the weekend decided that it would be prudent to have somebody come in and do a little more work for the show. And I hope that worked for us.
Seems like he's more your pet than little Michael's.
The snake.
You know, it's interesting. Michael is 8 and Michael moves on.
Yes.
But at the same time, Michael is engaged. Yeah. But
oh, that's congratulations.
I don't mean it that way. Oh. I can't help myself when something just connects.
Yeah.
With Winslow, Carla wanted a dog. I agreed to get a dog. And suddenly I love the dog. Maybe this is simply, Oscar, that I'm becoming more loving in my old age.
I love it.
Maybe that's what it is. But this snake, it's a combination, I believe, of being afraid of things as a kid. And even when I went to the pet store, when Michael for 3 months was saying, I want a snake, I want a snake, I want a snake. And then finally I said to myself, why not? When I went to the pet store, completely in a state of creeped outness. I mean, I walk into this, it's a tiny strip mall reptile store with bearded dragons and tortoises and iguanas and boa constrictors and corn snakes.
And I'm really freaked.
This is not like a hamster and puppy dog pet store.
No, this is all reptiles all the time. And they were terrific. First of all, on the phone, the guy was really, really helpful to me. And when he said to me that my son could, it would make him take care of something, that was fine. But Oscar nailed it. The snake now, at least on a daily basis, is
Mike.
I could actually go get him if you want to.
Oh, we'd love to see him.
I love that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let me go get the snake. I'll see if he's up.
I'll just kidding.
I don't know whether he's up or not. His eyes are open all the time.
He's an insomniac.
He keeps his own hours.
I mentioned that because if you got a chance to see the video on Facebook, mm-hmm. You see Michael in the background. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I get that Mike's showing off his pet snake,
right?
By his still TBD, but Michael doesn't seem as excited.
Oh no,
to hold him the way Mike holds him, like Jake the Snake Roberts.
Yeah, and Mike is saying that he has a personality.
He's connected with him, and
I think he's like a. Does Michael know he's not Lego? He knows he's like a real thing, right?
Yeah, but if. It's the idea of having a snake and tell your friends at school when you're 8, probably huge, right?
I would think so.
I got a snake.
I got it. Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
Snake, I got it.
Yeah,
got
but taking care of a snake or any type of animal when you're 8, probably tough.
Yeah, I'm trying to think how old Robert was when we got Linus. They were older than that. So yeah, we didn't push it on them.
But
so.
Like my parents, they took care of our dogs until we grew up and were like, oh, like we need to take care of our dogs.
Well, that happened right away. But it doesn't matter if the kid's 30. You're still going to take care of it as a parent. And then they're out the door to college, ostensibly. So, and Julia has a cat, though. Julia has a cat at college.
Yeah,
now.
But cats are self-sufficient.
Pretty much, pretty much. Aha, ladies and gentlemen.
Here he is.
Oh, wow.
There we go. On camera, live, and in person.
I'm going to have to monitor you with my headphones off to the side.
No problem. Look at him.
He's pretty. Oops.
He's a lot bigger than I thought he was going to be.
Yeah, and he will get bigger. But he's yellow. He's got a beautiful yellow color with tan colored markings.
Sweet. To hold him up this high.
Yeah. How are your triceps?
Oh, he's moving around. He's doing
shut up.
Core strength.
Yeah. Oh my God.
He's doing the snake tongue great. Action. Is he consistent with like doing that thing with his tongue? Obviously, I've never
Look
been around
that.
Snakes.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Now, isn't there something you have to do? Like, you have to put them, like babies, you can put them skin to skin and they'll warm
and
up or something.
And that calms them?
Yeah, is there something like that that goes on? I had a friend in college who put them down his pants.
In his pants?
That looks beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Look at that. After all the bitching you do about the cameras, look at that fidelity.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's amazing.
He seems to be happy.
It's like a nature show.
Has he finished his shedding, Mike? I know he was shedding last week.
Yeah, he's almost done with his shedding.
How's his diction coming along with this?
We'll have another promo with him this week. About how he loves showbiz. I was on the camera.
I'm working on rolling
nice
my
Nice close-up of my skin there. Pinky Scabberton.
Mike, how's your shedding?
You guys on the same shedding clock yet?
It happens when you live together. Now, I've got a question that might be a rube question, but I'm curious because I've seen this on TV and stuff. When he eats his whole mouse, do you see like a lump in his body where he swallows it?
Does he what?
When he eats his whole mouse, do you see like a lump in his body for when he swallows it whole?
To a degree.
Oh, that's crazy.
Just like our bellies get bigger.
I was
going to
say that happened when I ate the tenderloin at Christmas.
I'm going to put him back.
Okay. He looks beautiful.
Play him out, everybody. Sharing. Play him out. There he goes.
Bye, Jake.
Bye, Jake.
Have a good one.
He was just going into his hide. When I'll be right back. Thank
you. He's so gentle with him.
Yeah.
That's wild.
He didn't throw a piano or anything?
No.
I wonder, you know, it's very weird. He says that the snake has a personality. And when he first said that, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if snakes can have a personality.
Probably.
But he seemed to be like kind of into Mike holding him and showing him on camera there. It was kind of cool.
Have you ever held a snake?
I'm sure
during like the Don and Mike days, right?
You know what? We dealt with snakes once in elementary school. And I this is going to seem weird as a guy with a gardening background. Mm-hmm. You know, we did the farm. Snakes were a pest to us. And so I didn't like them. I didn't like, I saw them, but I never dealt with them.
Mm.
Although, you know, in retrospect, we probably should have loved snakes because they would eat vermin.
Yeah, they would actually help your ecosystem.
Mm-hmm, yeah. But, yes.
How big were the gardener snakes?
We would see, I mean, you'd occasionally see a snake like a foot, foot and a half. I remember they would get in the garage where we kept, like, I think because there was, like, seeds and stuff in there.
My mom told me this crazy story because I was actually, I was talking about Mike. Mike, we should wait till he gets here. He's back. Mike,
you know, as I was coming back from the Snake Emporium, I was really, this is a weird show. I do an impression of a 5-year-old movie and... Oh, by a snake.
Don't you keep the snake in your greenhouse with your where you raise your orchids?
Yes, I do.
We're going to take a turn briefly because my mom, I was showing her your video because I had seen her this weekend.
It's a great video.
I was like, look at Mike with the snake. He goes, El Señor Mike tiene un snake? I said, yes, he does. And here's his video. And she goes, oh. She goes, I used to know about snakes. And I think I might have told you guys. I said, Chan, you should probably hear the story. She's going to tell me the same story again, but it's riveting. When she was little and she was in Bolivia, and in her little pueblo, right next to the Rio Mamoré.
He paints, doesn't he, with his words?
She remembers seeing a cow being eaten by an anaconda on the riverbank. Yeah. And then she remembers.
They have in Bolivia. I know they have them in South America, but I didn't know up
that's
in that
South America.
Era. Wow.
It's in the tropics.
And also
not
she remembers.
Not an altitude.
She remembers Mike going down to the water and a huge moth coming from the water and fighting a huge Godzilla-like creature.
Are you doing Mothman?
Mothra.
Mothra and Godzilla. She saw like a giant snake.
And she's telling us this, and Shannon's eyes are just like as wide
saucers,
as saucers.
Yeah.
Just, she's like, what? I'm like, yeah. My mom's been telling me the story since I was a kid. And then she says, and I remember one lady was washing her clothes. Poor town. And she said she was on the riverbank with all her friends, skipping rocks, and La Bibora, the snake, came and grabbed the lady and took her under. She's like slinked around her, crushed her, and then took her under.
So that would have to be a constrictor, not an anaconda.
Something.
Well, no, an anaconda is a constrictor.
Oh, is it? Okay, I did not know that. I thought
the biggest constrictor.
Wow.
So that's how you think an anaconda does. That's what an anaconda does. It's a constrictor.
I did not know. You see, I'm not as
Burmese python, another massive snake, is a constrictor.
And I said, what happened? She goes, the men of the town came and hunted down that snake and killed it,
and then cheered.
Was it a little too late for that lady?
Yes, exactly.
A little too late for that lady on the bank, though, right?
No, she's curtains.
Yeah.
That's sad. So I didn't know. So was this where she grew up? Was it a sort of a tropical area where like an Amazon type of area?
Yes.
Where you were born was in the mountains,
yes,
right?
Yes, the mountains. My mom grew up on the border of Brazil, just a river separated Brazil and that part of Bolivia in the tropics. So right next to the Amazon.
Wow. And how far away from but that was Bolivia. She was in Bolivia.
Still in Bolivia.
How far away was she from, where you were born?
Ooh. Well, if you recall, Mike, one of the most memorable flights I've ever taken from town to town was from La Paz, Bolivia, the capital, to Guaymirín, which is in the tropics. And it was on a cargo plane full of farm animals.
Because, so you actually had to fly.
Yes.
I think of all these South American countries. Yeah. You don't realize they're somewhat vast.
Oh,
huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I remember flying there and my mom said, hold on, because I was on top of a bunch of sugar cane or something. So you had to hold on to the net.
Of course. It was cocaine.
It was cocaine. It was the cartel that built. Let me sanitize my hands.
Okay, please.
After my snake handling. So it was a far away. So she saw anacondas and any other creepy crawlers or anything
she
like
said,
that?
there was a guy down on the corner they didn't trust.
This is the type of, when you're staying even in relative to here, like the nicest hotel in town. They have nets over the beds. Every bed there has a fold net that comes over the bed.
For like the bugs.
Yeah, and we would wake up, I remember, there'd be cartoon-sized bugs on the other side of the net. Like cartoon-sized.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh,
well,
that's
the
real Amazon.
The best hotels had the biggest bugs. Guaranteed.
ridiculous. It's always Shecky with you. You can't transport yourself there like I can. Well, I transport myself to the bed with the net.
Have fun transporting yourself down there because I'm not going there. Not after I hear about the giant bugs.
This is the kicker. So you get off the cargo plane.
I turn that off, please.
Through the back.
Meadow bugs, yeah.
With the animals like right next to you, with all the goats getting like carried off.
Do you seat by rows?
Do they do it Southwest style?
Yeah, you get to the airport and there's two oxen on 22A and B.
Oxen.
My mom says, go get a taxi. And I might be 12 years old right now. I don't know. I'm looking for a taxi. And I'm looking for the taxis from DCA.
Oh, like yellow guys.
Like not even yellow, blue, light blue, whatever they have in DC.
Right.
I know how to, and I'm like, Mom.
How did your mom and dad meet since they were so geographically far apart?
My father was the mayor of my mom's town.
So your father's from the tropics also?
No, he's from the mountains.
And weren't
he's
they?
From
but
the
he became a mayor of my mom's small town because he was the doctor, the head doctor as well.
And they were introduced by the witch doctor?
No. I think, I don't know how they met
what?
After the fact.
Wait a minute. I don't know. That's so racist.
It's not. It's just a joke.
So wait, I'm confused.
Yes.
He's mountains. She's tropics.
Yes.
He ends up being a mayor in her town.
He goes to medical school in La Paz.
Gets his papers and then he moves.
They deploy you out into the country to serve your people. Right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right. So he's the doctor and then becomes the mayor.
And becomes the mayor of that town.
That's a similar story to Tony Masiello.
He was deployed to Buffalo. Congratulations to Buffalo, by the way.
Yes.
Perfect. Yes.
Way to go. Way to go. We'll talk more about NFL.
I'm looking for the taxi. And she's yelling at me, much like Terrence. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, there's no cars here. She goes, the motorcycles are the taxis. I'm like, how are they going to take the luggage? She says, don't worry about it. They got this. And I kid you not, it would be taxi for the, so it was like three of us on a taxi, my brother, my sister, all on back of some random motorcycle going
of
to
a motorbike,
a dirt bike or like a Harley Davidson.
Not even like a sidecar?
More like a Yamaha. There weren't many Harleys.
Okay. All right.
And no sidecars. And then another guy would be like, all right, you grab the bags. And then some guy would put a full suitcase, like the ones you would see on Pan Am, on the back of their motorcycle and drive it to the destination. Just follow us.
Wow.
and hopefully not get eaten by an anaconda on the way.
These things happen because these things happen.
Just amazing. I mean, what an opening. Uh-huh. I can't believe it. We have to take a break, and we are already up to the homepage. I'm still thinking about the lady getting dragged into the river. We'll take a break,
and then we'll come back.
Sad, right? And the homepage right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back, everybody. Ball Bay!
Attention. If you or a loved one has been suffering from hysteria, extended periods of boredom, laughing so hard you pee a little, fear of the end of another show, androphobia, fear of men, confusion about the TMOS world, confusion about the non-TMOS world, hippopotamonstrosequipedalophobia, the irrational need to play Overwatch for hours a day, any characteristics that intern Mac possesses, mania, binge drinking beer and whiskey, old age, douchebag 30s, and extreme hatred of intern promos. As a result of listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Please, don't wait. Subscribe to the TMOS bonus package today to receive free legal advice. Visit the TMOS website now to subscribe. And remember, you are entitled to entertainment.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Our Crowd. All around the world, tech companies are innovating and driving returns for investors. Our Crowd analyzes companies across the global private market and selects those with the greatest growth. Their greatest growth potential, that's how they do it. Then they bring them to you, whether it's a personalized medicine, cybersecurity, robotics, quantum computing, and whether it's in a state-of-the-art lab, startup garages, or anywhere in between, Our Crowd is identifying innovators so you can invest when growth potential is greatest. Early, Our Crowd's accredited investors have already invested over $1 billion in growing tech companies.
companies, and many of their members have benefited from the 46 IPOs or sale exits of their investments. Now you can truly diversify your portfolio by investing early in innovative private market companies at Our Crowd. Join the fastest growing venture capital investment community at OurCrowd.com/TMOS. Again, that's OurCrowd.com/TMOS. Thank you, Our Crowd. We're very excited to be partnering with them, and you should be too, everybody. That's right. It's time for the homepage. Play the stuff. Thank you very much.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
Jeez, snakes and everything. I'm all discombobulated here.
I don't like spiders and snakes.
This is the homepage. One of the last photos of Betty White was posted on Facebook yesterday by her assistant. I thought this was super sweet.
Yes.
And I've been obsessing, I know, on Betty White, but I can't help it. I thought
well,
she
America
was so
is
wonderful.
Yeah.
It was on Facebook, and it was her assistant that the photo was taken December 20th, so 11 days before she passed. She even filmed a segment the next day for Betty White, a celebration. This would also make it a few days before she had the stroke that caused her death. It was a stroke. I forgot about that. In the image, Betty is ready for the camera, like always, with a smile, makeup, sparkly earrings, and a green top. She looks really good.
She does.
I saw the picture. The caption reads, quote, "Hello, everyone. It's Kirsten, Betty's assistant. On this special day, I wanted to share this photo of Betty. I believe it's one of the last photos of her. She was radiant and beautiful and as happy as ever. Thanks to all of you who are doing kind things today and every day to make the world a better place." So that's great. I think that's wonderful.
Don't you hope that in the great beyond, they're aware of the joy they brought and somehow she's getting a bit of that? You just hope that. Because
well, there are a couple of things I've always thought about heaven with, you know, being reunited with people that we love. And, you know, if it's a celebrity and a lot of people love you, there are going to be a lot of people up there that are reunited with Betty White. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think there'll probably be security up there as well.
And Alan Ludden has always been so standoffish.
Well, yeah. And I think he'll probably keep them quiet. So there's a video that I got obsessed with over the weekend. It's on the Strip, close to the old Vegas where we were. And it's a Michael Jackson impersonator. His name is Santana Jackson. And he was doing his act on the sidewalk. He's a street performer out there. And a guy in a Can't Fix Stupid t-shirt walked up and randomly punched him in the face.
No, no.
Just out of nowhere. So the Santana Jackson, dressed as Michael Jackson, took him down with ease as soon as he got hit. Then he started to choke him out. Turns out Santana does some pro wrestling on the side, and he said he didn't want to hurt the guy because it was obvious after all was said and done that the guy was not quite right, that the guy had some serious issues. But he's sitting there as a street performer doing his regular thing, got comes up and cold cocks him right on the street. A little weird.
Yeah.
It was weird. And then he moved on and the guy got arrested. So
could they fix
that.
Stupid?
You can't fix stupid, Rob.
Okay.
You can never fix stupid. That's just the way
it is. That's something benevolent that the guy stopped. I don't know if you stop if someone attacks you.
Yeah, I know. I mean, he tried to be conscious of the guy, even though he was trying to get him out of control trying to choke him
and
out.
And if you're trying to do a Venn diagram, pro wrestler body type and Michael Jackson impersonator body type, probably not a big overlap.
He's a flyweight.
Yeah, little guy.
But, you know, Johnny Fairplay is involved in the wrestling game, so he's a flyweight, too.
Sure.
You can have guys like that. I just don't think you see him on the big, what's the big wrestling thing now?
Yeah, WWE.
WWE.
He's not going to take on Goldberg.
Goldberg, always your favorite.
Always has been.
And then, you know, the guys that were in less shape earlier in the wrestling, like my favorite, Tugboat. One time I went to wrestling and I heard him back. And the thing about Tugboat, before the match even started, at the old Capitol Center, one of my great memories, you could hear... You can hear that like behind the curtain, and you know, hey, Tugboat in the house. And Tugboat was just fat.
Yes.
Just a big, sloppy, fat guy that had the act. It was wonderful. Wrestling, these Adonises, you know, have really only come into their
athletes.
Own with the HGH era.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, they all do.
I've seen plenty of it.
Yes. Well, you studied for a while yourself before they threw you out. A few years before he died. I love this story because I love this lady, too. Alex Trebek suggested that CNN legal analyst Laura Coates, I don't know if you're aware of this lady, she is phenomenal. I always thought she was one of the brightest ladies on CNN. He suggested that Laura Coates would be a good replacement for him on Jeopardy. And I'm sure the vast majority of people around the country had no idea who she was because she's not a news junkie like I am. But even that endorsement didn't get her foot in the door when Alex passed away and the Idiot Patrol took over. And they mucked it up as badly as you could possibly muck anything up. Laura Coates says, quote, "I asked for the opportunity when it came time when they were looking for people to possibly fill in." So, Alex Trebek goes public, endorses this particular lady.
I remember this.
She's brilliant on CNN. I mean, brilliant. I've always thought she, of all the talking heads that I watched on CNN, was someone who always had her S together, was always ready to go. And somehow, this didn't make the big news. I don't remember it. I would have been all on board. I would have talked about it on the show if you'd mentioned Laura Coates.
There was a throwaway prior to him passing.
I think I remember this too.
That he put this out there. Though, think about what they went through after he passed with
incredible.
You know what I remember? That whole thing got shut down because the producer, remember the Slicky Boy producer before?
Yeah, Mike Richards.
Yeah, yes. He didn't want that to happen.
He wanted to be
right. If he's going to shepherd the crossover.
So they went through this fake talent search.
Exactly.
It was a complete BS talent search. And by the way, I think both Mayim Bialik and Ken Jennings have held their own. Jennings, I think, is a very competent host. However, when you're talking about really filling the shoes of the late Alex Trebek, I think you need someone who is, you know, I don't want to say perfect in their delivery, but this lady so totally has her act together. I have no idea whether she'd be a good host on Jeopardy, but you don't give her the shot. You don't give her the shot because I don't think it's only Mike Richards, but it's everybody else associated with Jeopardy, with that clown show that they have over there. And I think it sucked because people with real talent didn't get a chance to pop in and be there. You know, we're all screaming about all these different people. If you've ever seen it, the next time you're watching CNN and you see, she's usually a legal analyst that comes on, and let me tell you something. Legal analysts that come on these cable channels have to have their ducks in a row so totally to come in and be prepared and have all of the angles covered. And she just does a magnificent job. I've always been a fan. I like a lot of legal analysts that are on CNN and some of the other networks. Well, really not. But anyway, she said, this is her quote. "I certainly raised my hand and I knocked on doors and I found them closed. I asked for the opportunity, and I was told no." So,
well, at least Aaron Rodgers got a shot.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, bring him in, because that's the way they thought.
Unvaccinated on set.
Yeah, it's exactly. That helped. Kisses.
A new study in Austria. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, Ricola. Anyway, suggests falling asleep with the TV on might be messing with the quality of your sleep, Rob.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
And the reason is interesting. Doctors scanned people's brains while they slept, and they found that hearing unfamiliar voices, like actors on a TV show, can trigger something called micro... Oh, God.
What?
Micro arousals.
Oh.
Someone didn't pre-read his news copy. I didn't see that. Well,
if you're watching TV in Austria, though, Mike, it's okay if you're watching Hunts and Hines.
Hello, Hans.
Hello, Heinz.
Oh, look, we've elicited another micro-arousal.
Yes, that is common among actors.
A micro-arousal, even though it sounds dirty, is not. It's when you almost wake up. And if it happens too many times, you can end up groggy the next day. Familiar voices, like people you live with, don't do it as much. Only unfamiliar voices had a big effect. It also didn't make a difference during REM cycles or deep sleep. It only mattered during non-REM sleep, but a full night's rest is only about 20% REM. Do you care, or am I making you go to sleep by reading this news story?
I don't know. After last night, I left the television on, and I'm so groggy.
If you leave it on all night, a large chunk of your sleep could be affected. Okay. They think it's our brain's way of protecting us while we're sleeping, because any unfamiliar sound could mean there's danger nearby. So if you like to sleep with the TV on, at least use your sleep timer, then it won't affect you all night long.
Put on a show that you know all the people that are on it.
It's exciting. Have you heard of the new dating term called hardballing?
No.
Have you?
No.
Anyone?
Does it
Anyone?
Give you microarousal?
Hardballing is when you approach dating in a no-nonsense way, like, okay, we're playing hardball here.
It's like, that doesn't it's called tell me Matt anything. Blooming.
Basically, you let the other person know what you're looking for, whether that's serious and long-term or just a casual fling. The idea is to set expectation so there's no confusion and you don't waste time. Well, I think you'd be a little piggy-wiggy if you're, you know, if you're hardballing, you say, me want sex.
Yes, exactly. And then,
or maybe not. You know what? Time has passed me by on these dating services. A relationship expert in LA says more and more of her clients are adopting this approach. She thinks it's partly because everyone's sick of all the awful dating trends like ghosting. So now the pendulum is swinging back in the other direction toward brutal honesty.
Me want to fall asleep with TV on.
Hey, I'm the elder statesman of this show when it comes to relationships, and brutal honesty has never helped anybody.
I agree.
Sometimes you can course correct with that.
Yeah. A therapist, there's your problem right there. A therapist in Chicago thinks the pandemic might have something to do with it. Well, here's what the therapist in Chicago said.
And then he said, I'll have a cup of coffee, black.
It's tough, people. Life is short. So why waste time?
From
You're Dr. Chicago.
You can
Dr. Chicago. Mike, how you doing? That's a pretty good carry. Two in one day? Yeah. My God. Yes.
Your dating pool when we grew up was the bar we went to after work.
Right.
Right.
Right. Now it's gone. It's the whole world.
That.
It's the whole country. So
I think I know what I'm talking about. I know you got your opinions there, Oscar, but I know what I'm talking about.
Is it good to pick up a girl at Comiskey?
Who are you asking that?
Dr. Chicago.
Dr. Chicago says go to Comiskey and put an ice pack on it. Put a big ice pack on it. There you go. Terrence Fletcher and Dr. Chicago. You got any more medical questions? That's fine. And by the way, if you're flying on a Bolivian freighter with goats on it, as soon as you land, you might want to get yourself to an effing sink and wash those hands. Hey, am I right?
Dr. Chicago, I forget your first name. Isn't it Larry?
Larry Chicago. I am Dr. Lawrence Chicago. Put some ice on it. I say no more. See y'all later.
Bye,
and now a little something, something. On Sunday, a young woman near Ottawa, I haven't seen this video yet, but there is one. She decided it would be a good idea to drive her car down a frozen river. And I mean speed down it. Someone who lives next door to the river got footage of her flying by in her little yellow car. But that's not even the craziest part of the story. Her car eventually hit a thin spot in the ice and broke through. So it was sinking in freezing water, and random people had to save her using a kayak. One guy who helped said you could see her start gathering her stuff in a bag while her car was sinking.
Nice.
Meanwhile, yes.
I said nice.
Oh, I thought you had something.
No,
there.
No.
Meanwhile, everyone on shore was yelling at her just to get out. She eventually did make her way onto the roof. Then while they were trying to get to her, she just stood on top of the car and started taking selfies.
Oh, yeah. No.
Nice.
Luckily, they were able to push a kayak out to her in time, pulled her back in, and everyone's okay. The guy who helped said she was smiling when she got to shore. She said it was really fun and that she'd totally do it again. The good news is she will be now part of the new Canadian Taking Drugs is Fun campaign. That'll be happening. We got to take a break. When we come back, more fun. I want to talk about the weekend of football as a diehard football fan. You had the blowouts.
Playoffs.
You had the Buffalo Bills.
Playoffs. Oh,
playoffs. Lots of fun. And a new solution for too many holding penalties. You'll get it right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Romeo and Juliet. Antony and Cleopatra. Bogey and Bacall. Add to that list another one of the world's greatest love stories, Mike and Carla O'Mara. Their love is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. Their love is like the melody that's sweetly played in tune. And nowhere is that love story more on display than the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Yes, fall in love with love again and again with a Mike O'Mara Bonus Show subscription. Lovingly tap the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com and order the TMOS Bonus Show today. You'll love it.
just like Carla loves Mike.
Yes, fall in love with love. Isn't that beautiful? Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Indochino. Whether it's finding a signature color, wearing a more flattering cut, or getting a new statement piece, the right detail can take your wardrobe up a notch. This year, let Indochino take care of your 2022 style edit. Style edit? Is that what they call them now?
Style edit, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's it. You can customize everything from suits and shirts to chinos and bomber jackets at prices. Hey, I want a bomber jacket, Bob.
Bomber Bob.
At prices more affordable than you might expect. Indochino offers completely custom fitted suits, shirts, casual wear, and more at surprisingly affordable prices. Every piece is made to your exact measurements, and you can customize every detail. Here's the best part. Indochino suits, that's a business suit, a suit that you go to church with, a suit that makes you look like you're ready for the world.
A wedding.
They start from just $429, and shirts, custom-made shirts to your specs, start from $79 with all customizations included.
Amazing. Yeah.
Oscar has used Indochino for years.
I
love it, and you will too. You will feel like a king. Hawk, I hear the cannons roar.
I was so
Is it
praying.
The king approaching?
I was so praying you'd say king.
King. Give yourself a styled edit that sets the tone for the rest of the year with Indochino. Get $50 off any purchase of $399 or more by using the promo code TMOS at Indochino.com. Is it the king approaching? That's $50 off a purchase of $399 or more at Indochino.com. Indochino, promo code TMOS. Wow. I feel like we've been going breakneck from the beginning of the show. I watched a lot of football. I was so happy for my buddy Jimmy.
Wasn't that cool?
It was super cool just to watch that game when it was 6 degrees at kickoff up in Buffalo. I'm frigid if I go to a game that's under 50 degrees and I'm not dressed properly. I know that they know how to do it in Buffalo, and they know how to deal with the elements. It doesn't matter.
Still impressive.
When you're in a stadium and you're standing still, and when I say, "Oh, we're jumping up and down here," no, I'm talking about basically not running around, and you're out there dealing with those elements. That's tough to do, and the players seem to handle it, and it didn't seem like that big a deal. They were trying to make a big deal with the Buffalo game that it was 6 degrees on TV.
One of the first dates I ever took Carrie to was at the old RFK. I think it was like 15 or 16 degrees, and our tickets were about third row down very low. And the way RFK was, when the wind would come in, it was almost like a tornadic activity. So by the time you're down on the field, it was murder. And and it was an early date, so it was like we finally broke down. I said, "Do you want to stay here?" And she's like, "No, I want to get the hell out of here."
Yeah,
because it's certain stadiums are designed like refrigerators.
Well, oddly enough, the coldest I ever remember being at a game was at a baseball game. I think it was the Orioles' first series against the Red Sox, and it was 36 degrees.
That was because hell froze over.
It was so cold, and I remember there were a bunch of us that gave a hard time to some guys that were drinking a lot, and then they recognized me, my name, or somebody said the name. It was just there was an interaction.
Old Memorial Stadium, or where was
No, this would be Camden Yards.
Oh, Camden. Okay.
And it was super cold. I cannot abide being in a stadium that's cold. I just don't like to did you see in Buffalo where they had that one section? It looked like it was on the club section where they had the red lamps, the heaters going above people. That wouldn't have sucked to be involved in that, but it was
it's
cool.
The club section.
Yeah.
That's like $300
I mean, but I mean, that's pretty good. I mean, that they actually do that. If you're underneath the overhang, I was in a club section when I went to the Miami game. Mm-hmm. And what I didn't realize, I got the tickets very cheaply. Mm-hmm. Well, then I realized when I was in, my corneas were roasting out of my head with direct sunlight for the entire game. And it was like 90. That was the problem we had down here.
It was too hot.
Getting back, the whole playoff thing, it was
the games were garbage. garbage.
The games were garbage were. By and large, yes. Right? The San Francisco Dallas game, probably the only game that really had some tension.
Because
that
was fun to watch. They almost had a chance to almost come back.
They almost had. By the way, I think it's the pandemic, but I don't remember. I don't remember an early playoff game where you had shot at least one shot that I saw of a lady in the crowd who was sobbing. And it was just so unbecoming because it was kind of like, lady, it's a playoff game. Okay, give me a break. And she's just
wild
like,
card. Yeah.
She's going like that. And Carla pointed out that probably there was alcohol involved where they were showing this. But the games were garbage, as Oscar said. And Oscar, the last 2 minutes of a football game when the officials can't keep it in their pants.
Yeah,
the one thing they do in the NHL when you're watching NHL hockey is there's an old adage in playoff hockey. You kind of let them play in the third period. Mm-hmm. You let the end of the game kind of shake loose. Mm-hmm. I wish there was a little more of that in the NFL because when the officials over-officiate, it's just insane. Even if there's a legitimate call, it's just so tedious to just wait for the outcome and see what's happening. And I have a solution because a lot of these are holding penalties. Mm-hmm. This is my solution for both defensive and offensive linemen. You somehow disable their fingers.
What if my
officiating teams?
Here's the thing. I remember Jason Pierre-Paul, former New York Giants defensive lineman, who now plays for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and he had a fireworks accident where he blew off a couple of his fingers. Mm-hmm. And so for the longest period of time, they wrapped his hand up in a giant mitten where there was no function. And, you know, these holding penalties are usually grabbing penalties.
Yeah.
You know, very rarely are they full-fledged tackles. But they do that occasionally. But it's usually grabbing the hands. So if you want to eliminate those, how about you throw away the holding penalty in total, mm-hmm. and you put them in mittens?
Mittens with zip ties.
You put them in like, but real heavy duty. You wrap their hands, and then they can't grabby. Mm-hmm. You know, they can't play grab ass out there.
Look, we're not going to get into intricacies of a solid defense or an offensive line. What I thought you were alluding to is the officiating team. And really, this
is they suck too.
Yeah, unprecedented that some of these teams were so bad that they're actually pulling that entire squad of officials out of any post game for the rest of the year. Like they're not going to do anything.
That's the one where the whistle blew.
The Bengals Raiders.
There were six or seven games this weekend,
which was also a good game. Yeah, go ahead.
Six or seven games this weekend, and they're all nationally televised. I think they had probably gotten to the bottom of the barrel of the referees.
Is it
get
still
very loosey goosey?
Is it still
excited.
The deal where these guys are technically still amateurs? That this is their full time job,
right?
Yeah, so it's never been their full time job, and so that's difficult when you bring that. They could still suck even if it was their full time job.
But sure, they did get hosed in the Dallas game though.
Yeah,
but they get excited. They're like anybody else, and I think as far as the Dallas game was concerned, you had a little of the home influence. Mm. I think they're human beings. And they love to hear the cheer of the crowd like everybody else, you know, offensive pass interference. And you hear, oh, my God. Yeah. And then, you know, I don't know. But if you disable the fingers of offensive and defensive linemen and then you say no holding, because the holding penalty is the worst. Yeah. No, the worst penalty. Look, I know penalties because I'm a Giants fan. The worst penalty is the idiot lineman that gets up to the line of scrimmage with the game on the line, and he does just a little flinch like that because they can't handle it. And then you see those guys, and they're usually, look, let's be honest, they're usually not in the skill positions. The guys that are mashing in the pits. It sucks. I just hate the whole officiating thing, dictating a game. I can't stand that.
Mike, if they don't go mittens and zip ties, how about this? Novocaine.
So their hands are just flopping.
They can still block.
It'd probably be lidocaine or something like that. But no, there's nothing when you're rooting for a team and it's like, there he drops back to pass. There's the throw. Caught on the 11-yard line. Touchdown. Wait a minute. hold on a second. This will be coming back. I know it's part of the NFL, but even when teams I don't care about, and I don't care about any teams outside of Buffalo
right.
that are in the playoffs right now, and I care about Buffalo only because my friend Jimmy takes live videos of his drunken customers when they're winning a game. That I love. Hey, for you people in the Old Town Tavern at the Beer Garden during the game, mm-hmm. yeah, kudos to you with your overcoats. You know,
yeah.
And I know you might think it's because you're brave. No, it's because you want to choke. You want a little ciggy. Wait, I don't think you can smoke in the beer garden. You would know, Rob. Can you smoke in the beer garden?
I believe you can.
It's outdoors.
Yeah, it's outdoors.
Hey, I bet you're not a beer garden guy, are you? You're the guy that stays in at the bar, aren't
well,
you?
Well, no, over the summer, I went to the beer garden several times. Yeah.
You ever see anybody light up in the beer garden?
I believe I have, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's great. That'd be fun if you're getting drunk.
I thought you quit smoking.
Yeah, but I still
yeah,
love to think
to,
about
he
it.
He likes to watch.
I really do. Oh, my God, we're late. We got to take a break. We will come back. God almighty, what happened to the show? We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Remember, disable the fingers.
Right.
Mark my words, it's a brilliant idea.
You're gonna save the league, Mike.
Take the zebras out of it when you do that. There you go. I rest my case. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy birthday. It's cold outside, Karen, so I wanted to remind you to visit the TMOS Shopping Center, Target, and Walmart. They'll never be frosty when they greet you, and they have everything you need this winter. Corn cob pipes, red and yellow scarves, enchanted top hats. They even have space heaters. But don't buy that, Karen, or I'll have to kill you. I'm serious. Just access Target and Walmart through the Mike O'Mara Show website, and you'll be back again someday if Frosty doesn't murder you.
Murder.
Murder.
That's right. It's murder. Hold on. I'm having trouble with my thing today.
How come?
Sorry about that. I don't know. My thing's not working. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah, my pompadour. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Cornerstone. Did you know that inflation has hit levels that we haven't seen since the Reagan administration? The Fed is indicating that there could be up to 4 rate hikes this year.
Yeah.
So it's important that you listen closely to my voice. My lovely voice. Thank you, Rob.
Listen you're to in the his, market. Listen to his voice.
Listen to my voice now. Whether you, I don't know why, but the Mark doesn't mind me doing voices when I'm doing this. I don't know why I break into accents. It's what I do. Listen to my voice. Whether you're in the market for a new mortgage or you are looking to take cash out of your existing home, it's more important than ever to work with a company you can trust. And I trust my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. With so many mortgage companies to choose from and so many gimmicks vying for your attention, Cornerstone First is the company that rises to the top with unparalleled concierge service, the lowest rates, and hundreds of five-star reviews. It's Novanda. They're the fastest growing mortgage company in the country, Dr. Jones. I'm sorry. Tell him I'm sorry for this one.
Mark, he's sorry.
He's going to love it.
Even if you're working with another company, even if you're working with another company, use them as a sounding board.
Sounding what?
To make sure you're getting the best deal for you and your family. Cornerstone First Financial, the only mortgage company I recommend serving the listeners of the Mike O'Mara Show for over 6 years. 2-6-6-5-7-9-3.
No, I'm sorry.
That's 202-625-1221. That's 2-0-2-6-2-5-12-21.
I use them to buy my chalet.
That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. What do you want to talk about, DC real estate or Sleepy Chicken?
I think Sleepy Chicken takes more time because it involves a recipe.
Yeah,
so
this
I
is quick.
I defer to real estate.
You'll love this.
Well, Oscar's concerned about the real estate in DC.
Oh, no, I'm not concerned. What did you want to talk about? I'm intrigued.
You told me DC real estate.
I'm intrigued.
Because this was actually set up with a discussion we had last week.
Yeah, it might have been on the Wednesday you were out. You know, on a medical leave.
I took a day. I'll say what I did. Colonic irrigation.
For pleasure.
On medical leave.
I had an enema.
Medical leave.
But for 2 days?
You did look, you have a pep in your step on Thursday.
You don't want to get me mad. Thank you. There you go. Like a chimp. I'll be like a chimp. Go ahead.
Thank God you're down there.
I was telling Rob that I felt like if you were, prior to the pandemic, if you were a parent and you were at home with your kids during the pandemic, you essentially got a raise because you weren't paying for babysitters or nannies or anything like that.
Commute.
If you were, especially if you were dual income and you didn't have the commute, you didn't have anything. And now the idea of coming back to work in an office and then spending another like $40,000 to $50,000, $60,000 in childcare as a couple for a household probably doesn't make sense because you're already set up at home.
Well, I and as someone who's worked from home for a tremendously long time, I will tell you that you don't think about it until another option would be out there. And I am guaranteeing you that the idea of being able to do a job here for me not only has extended my career a little bit, but extended my joy of participating
also in
probably
that career. Your lifespan.
I don't have the I really, really enjoy it. I would imagine if you were, you know, and with what I do, you know, there's no gray area. I got to be in front of that camera and in front of you guys every day. There's no, I can't fudge it. If you're doing spreadsheets, you know, I'm sure you can, you know, you can be sitting in your own issue. And, you know, right? Right there. There doesn't have to be. I mean, how
I've
many.
I've seen it.
With working from home, primarily in most jobs, I would assume it's the occasional Zoom meeting. But by and large, you're just doing your job. And if you get your work done, you're cool, right?
Well, I think there's a caveat. And I think you just said it. If you get your work done. If you're efficient and you can work from home and you get your ass done, then you can work from anywhere in the world.
Some people can. Yes. How you doing, Pony?
I'm great.
Well, remember we tried to work from home with Rob and Pony. We had to bring both back. We said, no. That's not working for you guys. You need supervision.
Well, it wasn't so much. It was that also the fact that it was depressing to not have any interaction at all. After
and
the
some
show.
People want that.
I really do.
By the way, with your submissions to me, Rob, for people that don't know, all the sound effects that I do when I'm doing that Terrence Fletcher bit, copy for commercials, that they come from Rob. And last night I was getting stuff at like 1:21 in the morning. Was that delayed ending of the long weekend, or was that
there was stuff to I worked on it in the afternoon and I couldn't find sound effects that I liked at all, so I moved on to another project for a little while, and then I started looking again and I realized that, like, for example, the ones that are probably the most effective were the cymbal. I actually recorded that last night. I had to record my own because I couldn't find anything that I liked, and it was a little bit of it took
it's
a little
process,
time
yeah.
But what was great,
yeah, I mean, sound effects are tough. That's why I defer to you a lot, because I can sit here for hours and do it. So what I was thinking.
What I did for the gong, I have a gong in my basement, and to symbolize the cymbal, I was twirling it and letting it fall on my fireplace hearth, which is loud.
It's perfect.
So about 9:30, I get a text from Carrie. She says, "Are you okay?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm just recording some sound for the show." Her text reply was classic. It was, "Oh, assumed you fell down."
There you go. Great sounds, though.
So why would you come in? Yeah. Why would you come back in to work if you don't have to? I know some firms that have completely, for as close as Reston, which is a bedroom neighborhood outside of D.C.
Pretty close in, yeah.
And they had, one firm had four or five stories, and they only have one floor, and everyone else works from home. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday, I'm reading the Washington Business Journal, and they announce that they're taking what used to be the old Peace Corps building, which is on this block opposite from here on 20th Street, and they're making it into condos.
Wow, really?
So,
would you like to live in one of those condos?
Well, I mean, living
He'd
closer to work is always
great.
Still
be late.
Yeah, still be late.
Still be late. But it's not for me. I already live in the city. But if you moved to some suburb outside of Fairfax. And I'll give you that. I think Fairfax.
You mean further west?
Further west.
Further
during
out of town, yeah.
During the pandemic, if you moved out of the city for more real estate and more room for your kids, and you don't feel like commuting in from Leesburg, and you were successful, not like Rob, but you were successful.
See,
you
there's would, no need to throw would, that in there.
You at he's all. Being mean. He's what? Being so, mean would, to you.
Clearly
what he does.
Clearly mean.
Wouldn't you just get like a city apartment?
You mean as far as...
if you're a professional that had to come to the city for 3 or 4 days
if you're somebody
days
that didn't have a family and kids...
Oh, but
and
even
that
if
type
you had
of,
a family, it'd yeah. be cheaper...
You mean for, get a city, get two residences?
I think these
a satellite residence.
I think these people are I think these developers are banking that people will have satellite residences if they're going to build tons of condos in a city where you thought there was enough condos, but there isn't. There's too much office space. They're converting the office space into condos.
I think it's a good move. I mean, look, we've always said this about D.C., and I can't speak to other cities because I haven't lived in other mm-hmm. cities. But I will tell you that outside, you know, New York is everybody, you know, a ton of the workforce living in New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A ton of the workforce living in Chicago. A ton of the workforce living in L.A., in the L.A. City limits. Mm-hmm. You don't have that in D.C.
Does Dr. Larry Chicago live in the city?
Let me see. Hold on just a second. Is he out here? Bring Dr. Chicago in.
I've lived just off the loop for my entire life.
Thank you, doctor.
All right. I take patients within the city. If you're a suburbanite, pound sand. Get out of my office and remember, put some ice on it.
That's Dr.
Goodbye.
Lawrence so, T. Chicago. So,
Lawrence Chicago, our team doctor.
Do you agree or disagree that if you are a family that has kids and you can save on what is essentially childcare
right.
and be more involved in your kid's life and work from home and not miss out on those moments that we just didn't know were afforded to us?
Yes.
Would you ever come back in?
No.
Right?
Yeah.
No, because I know a lot of people that when they're young in the workforce, when they're in their 20s and 30s, they are city dwellers. Mm-hmm. And then as they get older, you know, they hook up, they have a family, and the family is more conducive to the burbs. And then when you consider a city like Washington, D.C., you move to Spotsylvania, mm-hmm. or you move out to Front Royal, Virginia,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and you have what amounts to 2.5 hours minimum of your day where you're sitting bumper to bumper in a car. Of course you wouldn't do that if you didn't have to. Of course you wouldn't do that.
It's approximately 2 work days in your car per week. That's
but
what it sort of ruffles out
to. You get back to the youth factor. I've always thought you now have, and correct me if I'm wrong, you have a city structure where they're building these properties and they're charging such exorbitant amounts of money for them that the young people can't do it.
Correct.
You know, I mean, that's been New York for an awful long yeah. time. There are not enough jobs of that nature, even in the nation's capital and even in the tech corridor mm-hmm. of our nation's capital. That's 13 miles outside of the
yes.
city.
Right on.
So that's lending itself to apartment. They're built. By the way, it's happening here. I'm watching it every day. I'm here tops. I'm here another 7 years. All right, tops. If I'm here in
oh,
7 years,
you're going to live
on
longer.
Earth yeah, or Florida.
You're going to live longer than that.
It's not death.
Oh,
this is. I'm going to get. We're going to figure out another situation, and it might be in the mountains. I don't know, but I will tell you,
Back to Bolivia.
I know, they've got great Wi-Fi in the mountains.
I am seeing by that time, it might be a mountain somewhere, you know, and you know, not sure about my son, you know, maybe, you know, up 2, 3, 4. Anyway,
that'll
I'm not
keep
sure.
Him straight.
Yep, man, I'll straighten up and fly right. I don't know. It's weird.
I think it's fascinating. Mm-hmm. Just to see the way that commercial real estate is moving. And look.
They're moving out of the office building and they're converting them to condos.
I guess it's jarring to me because these buildings have been corporate headquarters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when.
How about our building? What are they doing with our building?
Oh, they're actually remodeling this building. You think it's nice now? They're remodeling it.
So they're remodeling, but it's going to be office space.
It's all office space.
Well, yeah. The second floor and the fifth floor are going to be Starbucks.
Well, all right, thank you. Thank you very
They're remodeling
much.
It in a manner where they're taking 3 buildings and turning them into one.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
It's wild.
All right. I like that. Well, we need more places. We need Podville.
The rent does not stay the same.
The rent stays the same as before. We'll take a break, come back with the vault, but it's also known as Soundtown. I'm sorry. I messed it up. We'll be right back. Bye.
Hello, this is Al Pacino, and I love talking to you. Hoo-ah! Do you like to talk? Maybe you want to talk to your favorite hosts. Well, say hello to my little friends. Get ready to get on Zoom and be a TMOS talking head. Just send your info to Rob at MikeOmeraShow.com. Include a phone number. Do it now before you lose your mind and go crazy, just like me. Because this is something you'll want to remember. I'm Al Pacino, and I'm not sure where I am. Hoo-ah!
Thank you, Al. Appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, a healthy lifestyle depends on quality sleep, and not all sleep is equal. You need restful sleep to get all the benefits of quality sleep. Your sleep efficiency is the amount of restful sleep that you have at night, and it's a key part of your overall sleep health. Sleepers who routinely use their Sleep Number 360 smart bed get almost 100 more hours of proven quality sleep per year. That's more than 4 days. So to improve your sleep health, don't skip meals, soak up some natural daylight, watch your sugar and alcohol intake, avoid heavy meals 3 hours before bedtime, and exercise regularly. But the best advice, be like me, get a Sleep Number bed. I wouldn't sleep on anything else because a great day starts the night before. And my Sleep Number bed is not just for Carla and me, because on many, many nights, with my Sleep Number bed included, sleeping blissfully all night long, Carla, Mike, Michael, Winslow the Boston Terrier, and Frankie the Chihuahua, all together on most of the bed with Daddy getting 3 inches on the far right side. Doesn't matter. I love my Sleep Number. And my setting is a 70. Carla's still a 65. Discover special offers now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/TMOS. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Sound Town. Get the Sound Town sound.
Did you hear that?
Listen about a sound.
Do you hear? The
sound. There's a new sound.
The sound's
Sound Town.
You mentioned Zoom calls, Mike, and it's still a big thing for a lot of corporations. This was trending over the weekend while we were away. A guy is doing a Zoom call, looks like with his boss, another executive. It's a three-way Zoom call. They're all dressed. The lady's in a blouse and a sport coat, and the guys are in suit and ties. And a kid walks into the employee's office behind him, and he says he has to take care of it. When he stands, he reveals he has shorts on.
I'm so sorry. Let me just lock the door, please. Just hold on. It's no problem.
Nice shorts. Nice shorts, Josiah.
Oh.
So, no, it's pretty great that the boss busts his balls, but right after that, the boss stands up and walks to the back of the room. He's also wearing shorts.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry. This is embarrassing. Please forgive me.
It's no problem, Josiah. No problem at all.
Oh, with the shorts.
And they both look so put together. It was great that they're both shorts. Very cool.
I love all that. Day. I love that.
So there's always those legends of Hollywood people that have had things insured. Like they said, like Jimmy Durante in the old days, he had a huge nose. His nose was insured in case anything ever happened to it. Heidi Klum revealed that on a recent photo shoot, the client insured her legs for $2.2 million, but not the same amount for each leg.
I didn't insure them, by the way. It was a client that insured them. It wasn't me. And one was actually more expensive than the other because when I was young, I fell into a glass and I have like a big scar. Obviously, I put so much spray tan on right now. You can't see it right now. But yeah, so one was more expensive than the other one. It's weird to think some people do.
The one leg with the scar was insured for $1 million. The perfect leg, $1.2 million.
I love Heidi Klum. Mm-hmm. I do love to hear her talk with the accent. Yeah.
So also trending over the weekend, the lady from West Side Story who plays Maria. And I still haven't seen
Rita Moreno.
That's exactly right, Mike.
No, I'm sorry. Natalie Wood.
The name you're looking for, Rachel Zegler. Rachel Zegler.
Sure.
The lady actually who played the...
That doesn't sound like a Puerto Rican name.
Well, the lady who played the Rita Moreno role in the new West Side Story hosted Saturday Night Live this week, which was absolutely laughless.
Oh, no.
Thank you for taking one for the team again and seeing if there's anything worthwhile.
You know, I like to sometimes just get a funny sound to play from Saturday Night Live. Give me something.
That's sad.
Something. Anywho, the lady who plays Maria got a lot of grief over the weekend for making fun of Britney Spears. Britney Spears put up a Twitter post yelling at her sister. Is it Jamie Lynn Spears?
And Jamie Lynn.
I saw that post.
So what Rachel Zegler did was read Britney's post dramatically.
I've never been around you ever with a knife, or would I ever even think to do such. And the only knife I ever saw you with at home was cutting the biggest pieces of squash I ever saw in my life, and it was way too big for me to cut. So please, please stop with these crazy lies for the Hollywood books. Now and only now, I do know only a scum person would make up such things about someone. Around the kids? Jamie Lynn, seriously? Come on!
Mike, you don't want to give bad things to the Hollywood books.
Do you I said was, you know, what I guess...
Predicted.
I didn't predict. I just said...
Oh, that she was going to go off the rails again?
Wait till the butterfly net comes off.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's Britney writing about Jamie Lynn?
Yes, because Jamie Lynn...
Yeah.
So they're estranged, and she, in an interview, said that she hasn't talked to her sister in some time because they had an incident with the knife at one point where she was threatening her.
Who hasn't?
With a knife.
Yeah. And so now it's just getting weirder and weirder.
She was like, not that you can do whatever you want on Instagram, but all these wild posts where you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
what
I know. I know. It's interesting.
But I like it hearing it read dramatically. It makes it more
Anything
fun.
Is better with a dramatic reading, Rob.
I do love
That's
it.
The way I look at it.
Speaking of knives, let's talk Disney sous chefs. Mike, I know you're always calling me. Three times this weekend you call me. You say, Rob, what do they do with those gingerbread houses at Disney World when Christmas is over?
Yeah, it's like great gingerbread. Mm-hmm. Come on now. What are you going to do? You're going to throw away the whole tray?
This is what they do.
After we break down every piece of cookie, candy, and cute chocolate character, each gingerbread display is dismantled and brought to our tree farm. There, local Florida bees get to feast on sweets until every bit is gone. This helps the declining bee population by keeping them well-fed during the winter months when food sources are harder to find.
I love that.
The wooden structures used to build the displays are then washed so we can reuse them during the next holiday season.
Which really surprises me because I always assume they use the gingerbread to feed the children they kept hostage.
In the basement underneath
exactly.
Disney.
All right, let's close with this, Mike. I've always said the gingerbread is here. I've always said that Washington
Children,
D.C.
And they got the child catcher from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Who still...
Absolutely. I've got candy, cakes, little girl. You know what? I've always said, without any question, the scariest evil character that scares children. And if you have never seen The Child Catcher from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, YouTube it. It's fantastic. Absolutely.
Trinkle tarts.
Yes, children.
I've always said that Washington, D.C. has the worst football fans in the league because I've been among them for so long. However, I might nominate the Cardinals fans because last night the Cardinals lost to the Rams 34-11, but at halftime it was 21-0. And there was a mass exodus.
Oh, it was terrible.
From the stadium.
It's a warm weather climb, Rob. They don't care. They're like, move on. Okay,
however,
I got better things to do.
The reason that they gave this reporter is pretty great.
A lot of folks still remaining positive for next season, but we ended up talking to a couple that left SoFi Stadium before the half was even over. I asked them, where are you guys going? You know, there's still a shot. Are you guys hoping for a miracle? And they said, no, we're going to go get an Uber. We're going to go back to our hotel because they said beer is cheaper there.
The beer is cheaper at the hotel.
There you go.
It makes good sense.
I have mad respect for fans that, look, if your team is not showing, you know, you know what's going to happen. And obviously it happened. It was one of the worst games. I didn't watch the game. I stopped watching it after 21 zip. I was like, what's the point?
At halftime, the leftover beer is fed to the Arizona Bees. That's all I got.
There you go. That's it. You're done. All right.
Now leaving SoundCloud. Please come again.
That's wonderful. Play the thing. Where's the thing? Come on now. Oh. How did I turn that down?
It's like Terrence needs to talk to you.
Oh, my God.
You're going to get piano thrown at you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I know.
You sing it the thing or two.
About a thing or two.
We got to get out of here. We'll be back with another episode tomorrow.
That's going to haunt you until tomorrow?
It's going to literally haunt me when I am the only person who has touched this. know what it is. I just figured it out. I couldn't turn it down on the board on Friday, and so I actually turned it down on my iPad.
Oh,
so it wouldn't go down like
got
this.
It. I see.
Where I normally use
got it.
I had to go right to the source. Mm. Otherwise, that would have freaked me out. On that note, yes, siree. Professionalism. Terrence, we might need another visit. For Rob Speedwagon, Oscar Santana, Michael O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bump, 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 bump.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Sayonara, sucker!
You're playing golf and you're going to like it.
What about my asthma?
I'll give you asthma.
I'm a phony, just like you.
The mainstream media has legitimized extraterrestrial life and is basically saying we are being visited, something is going on.